Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. We're on Chaf Hey Amid Beit by the Mishnah. We'll learn today's Daf Le'ilu Mishnah to my grandfather, Yisrael ben Yekasil Tzadok. Your Tzad is today. Shalom Shalom and Leah. Bechor Shenafel Abor. You have a Bechor that fell into a pit, a Bechor animal. So Rashi says, first Rashi in the Mishnah, Bechor Bizman Azeh Ein Nishchat Belo Mum. It can't be shechted without a mum. Why can't it be shechted without a mum? Mipnei, because shekadshim hu me'elav. It's kodesh. The minute that animal is born, that's going to be key. The minute it's born, it's kodesh. Okay. It has kedushas bechor. The since there's no beis hamikdash, there's nothing you can do with it. That's why they say they partner up. You once saw a picture where they didn't partner up. They can't cut a hair off that animal. They can't shear it. Nothing. You can't touch it. It's mehekdish. Shekadshim hu me'elav hu kadosh. Hu kadosh. It's kadosh. V'hashokto kishehu tam haveshokhet kadshim b'chutz v'onesh kareis. If you do that, it's bad news, right? So, the animal falls into the pit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yered mumcha v'yireh. Send down an expert to check im yesh bo mum. If there's a mum, yala v'yishchot. Right? Yala v'yishchot. Bring the animal up and check it. Why you have to give such a crazy case? He fell into the pit? The Gemara's going to answer that question. Yeah, right? Just say a simple case. Can you check a mum of a bechor on yontem? Very simple. Right? V'im lav, and if it doesn't have a mum, lo yishchot, you can't check it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol she'ein mumo nikur mibol yom. If you didn't check the mum before yontif, ein zeh min amuchan. It's not min amuchan. In other words, says Rashi, what, there are two things going on here. Number one is, why didn't you check it about yesterday?
Why didn't you?
Oh. Right? Why are you checking it now? Why are you waiting till yontif to check? That's number one. And number two, isn't it muksa? Well, you thought it was going to have a mum. What's going on here? So the Tanakhama says, the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds for Muksa. Yet, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Yeah, go down and check it out. So Rashi says on top, Al Karchach, Rabbi Yehuda, Muksa Islay. He holds for Muksa. That's throughout Shas. Rabbi Yehuda holds for Muksa. Umum Hanofel Bo Biyomtiv, Lo Shari. He doesn't matter the mum if it happened on Yontif. Why? The lava died to live in Yesmol. It wasn't on your radar when Yontif started. Why? Because it didn't have a mum. Or you didn't check it. Vachikamar. Bachar bal mum. Shal hereo lechacham yibod yom latiro. You didn't have a chance to show it to somebody on Erev Yontif. You forgot. V'nafal labor b'yontif. And then it fell in on Yontif. Yarad mumcha v'yire mum. Shal yibod me'esmol. You can check out the mum from yesterday. In mum kavuahu yalav yishchot mishum demuksa leka demiyesmal died to ilave. It's not muksa, because I knew it had a mum. I knew there was an issue. I made an appointment with the mumcha, but he didn't show up. But I knew there's a good chance the animal's gonna be mutter. So two things happened. Number one, he didn't show up, and number two, it fell into a pit.
So you consider that
mumcha? It's mumcha because there was a chance, right? Says Rav Shimon. If the mum was not nikkur mibod yom, it's not minamuchan. Says Rashi, lav mishum muksa asar lay. It's nothing to do with muksa. Why? The less lay muksa. He doesn't hold for muksa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Doesn't hold for muksa. He says nothing. Ella rather, lefisha matiru biyantif. If I matir it on yantif, nira kimisakno. It's like I'm fixing it. Right? Dahava lay kidon din. It's like I made a din on Yontif. It's like I paskin the din. The gazer bay mishum shvus. That's the drabanan. Can't do that. Can't have judge. Bezin's not open on Yontif for business, right? Vachikamar. Ain hatarto heter. It's not a heter. The ain o mukhin lahakshir. And it's not prepared. You can't eat it. Right? Nothing to do with muksa. Nothing to do. What's the issue? Oh, technical issue about having a bezin. This is a bezin? It's like a bezin. Right? Now, b'may kamiflegi. So, what exactly are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing about? Inema b'roin mumchin kamiflegi. Are they arguing about? Well, is there an issue about showing it to a mumchan yantif or not? Is it such an issue? Rabbi Yehuda saw our row and movement beyond the Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. He said you're allowed to. What was the issue? The issue was it on your radar when Yontif started? That's your only issue. Rabbi Shimon saw our ain row and movement beyond Tiv. And the issue is and he says, no way. You don't show to an expert on Yontif. That's like convening a best. You can't do that. So Veliflago Beruin Mumadalma. So why don't they argue about that? Just argue about that simple case. Can you go to an expert on Yontif or not? What? It fell into a bar? What kind of so complicated? So the Gemara answers, Bechar Shanafal Labar Itzkrichale. No, we wanted to add this issue about falling into the pit. We wanted to mention that. Why? It's necessary. I would have thought there's another factor here, Mishum Tsar Balachayim, because it's Tsar Balachayim, Nebuch, the animal suffering in the pit, right? It's down the suffering, and therefore, since it's Tsar Balachayim, La'arim Velaske, make a trick and bring it out. Kamash, like Rabbi Yeshua said to do. Kamash Milan, we don't say that.
What's the trick?
What's the trick? The trick is that let's
kick it into the pit.
What?
No,
it isn't. No, the trick is like this. The trick is like this. You have a mother and a child that fell into the pit. And you're not allowed to shech both of them on the same day. And it's Yontif. So you want to get both out of the pit, right? So what do? Well, I want that one. Take it up. No, you brought the wrong one. I don't want that one. I want the other one. Then you bring the second one out of the pit. So you can make the same shtick over here. What? So you said to...
I didn't want that one, I wanted that one.
Right, exactly what Rabbi Yeshua says that you can make the same trick. I want to take it out, to look at it, whatever, to play with it. I want to eat it, don't want to eat it.
What does that have to do with Bechor?
What? No, because Bechor, you need
that'll work on any time you have two animals falling into a pit.
No, because two animals falling into a pit, yeah. you can, there's no issue shacking both of them the same day.
Only
a mother and a child now. Right, that's what happened. The mother and child fell in. So okay. You want to get them both out of the pit. So what do you do? I want that one to eat. No, I changed my mind. I want that one to eat. So you can do...
That's not where the Mishnah started off with a regular Bechor that fell into the pit.
Right.
How do you
now all of a sudden you're switching into a case that has nothing to do with
it. What do you mean?
We're talking about a Bechor.
Right. No, just like...
Bechor issues that we have.
Right.
Not Shechita, the mother child issues.
Right. It's just like you can make a trick to get two animals out of a pit when you really the whole thing is a joke and you just want to get them out. So I would have thought you could do the same thing here. Get it out of the pit. I don't know, use some ruse. Kamash Malang, you don't use a ruse. Now one second. If that's true, then the Mishnah said the wrong thing. Why did the Mishnah mention that falling into a pit? To tell you another halacha, that Tzar Bale Chaim doesn't get it out. Right? Doesn't get it out. Right?
But if you have a chash of Tzar Bale Chaim, then you have a pretty good chash of Zamum there.
Okay, by the way, you're not allowed to paskin yourself. An animal comes out with three legs. It's for sure a mum. You need the Kohen to come say it. Or the expert, the mumcha. You have to have, it has to be declared. Right? So one second. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if an animal falls into a bechor falls into a pit, Rabbi Yehuda said, send the mumcha down to see. If there's a mum, you can bring it up and shecht it. And if there's no mum, you can't shecht it. What? Ah, ihachi. If what so? If, look at Rashi. Ihachi. Din nefilas bar, falling into the pit. The whole thing of falling into the pit, the knockout that the Mishnah mentioned, lashmeinan the lo la ya 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 alehu knockout lay. The whole reason it was said mentioned falling into the pit was to talk about whether or not you can take it out of the pit. Nothing to do with shechting it, right? Nothing to do with that. It's a whole separate issue now, right? About Tzar Bale Chaim. So if that's the case, the lo ya alehu knockout lay v'yim lav lo ya alehu miboy lay. Then it should have said whether or not you take it out or you leave it in there. The Shechita pshitalon. The Shechita is not an issue. Right? We're not arguing about that. The question is, can you leave it there or can you take it out? The Tzar Bale Chaim, give me a heter. Can I use a ruse? Right? So the says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the whole Mishnah, what the Mishnah is about, Lo Yishchot? What does the Mishnah say? You can't shecht it? It should say, Lo Yale V'Yishchot Mi Boyalei. Right? It says v'im lav lo yishchot. Right? What did the Mishnah say? If it doesn't have a mum, you can't shecht it. That's not what it should have said. It should have said you can't take it up and shecht it. If that's the whole issue, why did it say that? That's wrong. Lo tzricha. The chiddush is the avar the askate. Now you didn't listen. You brought it up anyway. You brought it up anyway. You didn't listen. You paskin first and you ask questions later. Right? That's many people do that. First, let me do what I want to do. Then let me, oh, by the way, did I do the right thing? Right? Everyone does that. So what'd you do? You didn't go ask anybody. The animal fell in. Ooh, take the animal out. It's Tzar B'Alechayim. Right? Then someone said, yeah, but I learned Tafiyomi and there's no such thing, Tzar B'Alechayim, but the animal. But yeah, let me ask the rabbi. Rabbi says, no, you shouldn't have done that. But now I did it. You're not going to shecht it? So, k'day t'chamina, l'shchite, might as well shecht it already. Kamash Milan, no. Can't do it.
Simple
question. The animal's
dying, screaming in that pit.
Right.
What's the issue? Why can't you bring it out?
You know,
forget the
shechita.
It might be
Tzar B'Alechayim. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Let's say it's just you.
I hear your question. It's a good question.
See animals suffering.
If you see an animal suffering on a yontif, can you help it?
Your animal.
It's a good question. I don't know. So the Gemara says, 1 second. L'shachte? Were you going to shecht an animal? Hatamhu. Who said it has a mum? It's a tam. You're not allowed to shecht a b'chor tam. You're not allowed to. That has to be a carbon. There's no carbons today. So what's going on here? No. Lo tzricha, do not fall by mumma. No, a mum happened. There's a mum. So the Gemara says, 1 second, v'hamuksahu, but it's muksa. It wasn't on your radar. The whole thing is... The Gemara says, el do not fall by mum over me erev yantif. No, had a mum on erev yantif. V'hashta havale mum kavua. That was a temporary mum, and it turned into a permanent mum. Look at this. I would have thought the daite alave v'nishchete. I could shecht it. Why can't I shecht it? I knew it had a mum. So I never lost my radar. I was waiting and hoping, and it fell into a pit. The whole thing. All right, we got it out somehow. Somebody took it out without asking the child. Now can I eat it? After all, it has a mum. It's all good. Kamash Malan, you cannot eat it. Says Rashi. Rashi says de the kamash of Kamash Malan. D'i lo have kavua me erev yontif. If it's not kavua from erev yontif, lo yishchot. You can't shecht it. Why? Mishum de muksa machmas iser have. It's muksa machmas iser. Inami mishum de avar va'aske. Or because you took it out wrongly. What does that mean?
You get punished for not asking a question.
Yeah, so what does that mean exactly?
Okay.
Right?
You shouldn't have taken it out.
Why not? Because it only had a mum over, so it's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
So therefore it's muksa. Okay.
Why can't you take it out? Why can't you just take it out?
Because the
mum is going to
heal.
No, forget shechting.
For a reason. Because it's suffering. So does the fact that the animal is suffering override the issur of muksa?
But you see, if an animal is suffering, it's about the animal has a mum. We don't worry about it suffering because the Mishnah said you leave it there.
Right.
So
right.
Not worry about the Tzar B'Alechayim.
Right. Next, Tana Rabbanan, Bechor Tam Shenafal Labar. If a Bechor Tam falls into a bar, meaning has no mum. This is a very complicated Gemara. There's 1,000 shitas. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Who's Yehuda Hanasi? He says, Yarad Mumcha V'yira. You can send the Mumcha down, even for a Bechor Tam, to see. Maybe you got a Mum now. Says Rashi, fascinating. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who Rebbe? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rebbe. V'lav Hainu Rabbi Yehuda Demasnithin. That's not Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. The Stam Rabbi Yehuda who Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. That's not the Rebbe of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda. That's standard Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. This is someone else. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who's also, by the way, called Rebbe. In case you didn't know that.
On
Beit Chavav, Rashi tells you that. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi has a very difficult shita. He says you're allowed to go down there. Bechor Tam, that you can't eat, because it has to be shechted as a carbon, you can send the mumcha down. Im yesh bo mum. Yalavi Yishchot? What? No, it started out as a Bechor Tam.
Yeah, but it fell into the pit.
Right. So you're so.
So you're sending the munka down because it fell into the pit.
Correct. Right. So maybe what happened? Maybe on its way down or in the pit, it got a mum.
Right.
So says if you're not see, no problem. Send somebody down there. Im yesh ba mum yalav yishchot v'im lav lo yalo yishchot. Amar lo Reb Shimon ben Menasya. Reb Shimon ben Menasya says, Hare amru ein roin mum biyantiv. One second, we have a tradition. Absolutely not. You don't check mums on yantiv. Ketad, what do you do? Nolad bo mum me erev yantiv. Right? You have a mum. A mum was born. So you notice the mum on erev yantiv. Ein mevakrin oso biyantiv. You don't check it out on yantiv. Says Rashi at the bottom. Reb Shimon ben Menasya mefaresh milsei to Reb Shimon ben Yochai. It's an old story. It goes back to Reb Shimon ben Yochai. V'hachlik amar. Hari amar Reb Shimon ben Yochai ain roen mumen. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, you don't check mums. Ketzad, what's going on? Nolad bo mum me erev yantiv. If the mum appeared on erev yantiv, ain revakwin oso lechadchila. You can't check out such a mum on yantiv. Not allowed to. Aval im avar ubakro. But if I say you did, gesundheit. Let's say you did. It's more supposed to be you did. So said Reb Shimon, shachto, you get shachted. Shahari ainu mesakin kol kach. It's not such a big deal that you checked it out. Why? Because you knew it had a mum. You knew it had a mum. Right? You knew it had a mum. What happened? You didn't have a chance to go erev yantiv. So you did it on yantiv. You weren't supposed to do that. But you did it. So what was the issue? The issue was that you convened a bezin on yantiv. What kind of bezin was that? You knew it had a mum. Right? Ainu mesakin kol kach. Shekarev hayabein hashmash shaslias mesukin. You knew it's going to be okay. Shalo hayim mechusar el riyas chacham. The only thing it lacked was the stamp. The stamp that had a mum from the chacham. It's the only thing it lacked. You knew it had a mum. Says Reb Shimon ben Menasya, that's okay. He shouldn't have done it. Lechachilu, we don't check. If you did check, if the mumcha came, he made a mistake, whatever it is, it was checked out, it got the stamp that has a mum, you can check it. Ah, you're convening a bet. What kind of convening bet is it? It was just a stamp of approval. We knew it had a mum.
Rebbe didn't know his own Rebbe's
sheetness. What? One second. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said one thing. And Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya said, I respectfully disagree, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said not like that. Right? That's a bit, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Harei Amru, they said, who's they? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So it's an older story. The reason why I keep saying it's an older story is because it's going to come up tomorrow. It's very important. The timeline is very
good. I know, because Shimon ben Yochai is one of the Talmidim.
Correct. Shimon ben Yochai lived before Rabbi. Right? And who's Reb Shimon ben Menasya?
Reb Shimon ben Yochai's student was Rebbe.
Correct. Reb Shimon ben Yochai is before Rebbe.
Right.
So who's Reb Shimon ben Menasya? Okay, we'll see tomorrow.
He's also a contemporary Rebbe.
Okay, he's a later Tana, you say. He's a later Tana.
Last.
But the first sheet, why isn't Hope know what Rebbe did? It happened on Yantif, and he's going to bring down Shechter, right?
It's no lot. I don't know. He doesn't hold it as a problem. So again, Shimon Nasi said, "Nolad bo mum be'erev yantiv, ein mevakron oso biyantiv." But if you did check, he said it's okay. Nolad bo mum be yantiv. What if the mum happened on yantiv, right? Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, "Ein zemin amuchan," right? "Ein zemin amuchan," which is, by the way, is exactly what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said the exact same words. Where is that Mishnah? Reb Shimon Omer, call she'ena muma nikam ribodyom ein zemin, slightly different. Reb Shimon Omer here says, ein zemin amuchan. What does that mean, ein zemin amuchan? Says Rashi, v'im nolad bo mum biyantif. Let's say the mum was born, created, happened on yantif. Bizu haynu haya, Reb Shimon ba yechay Omer, ein zemin amuchan. That's not good enough. V'afilu avar ubakru, even if someone checked it. Lo yishchot, that's a bona fide bezdin, right? Bona fide. Vishavin, back to the Gemara top line, they both agree. She'im nolad hu umumo imo shezem min amuchan. Let's say the animal was born. It was born on yantiv. It was born with a mum. That's okay. That's considered muchan. It was born. Came out with a mum. It came out missing a leg. Came out with a mum. That's okay. Okay?
Wait a minute. He's got a stable full of animals that have a mum in.
Yeah.
How can he be in the mukhan? They're all in the mukhan.
No, there was a mother. She gave birth on Yontif,
right.
And she gave birth with a mum.
So the animal is a mukhan already?
Yeah, that's what he said. They both agree to that. That if it's born on Yontif with a mum, it comes out with a mum, they're watching it come out, right? They're watching it come out. They're helping the mother give birth. They see it comes out with a mum, that they could eat. Wash it off, wait 5 minutes, and go, what?
So
we're gonna Darash.
That's not Nola.
What?
Nola is not Nola.
Right. We're gonna explain. Darash Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nolad Hu Umumo Imo, if it was born together. Am I saying it right? Nolad Hu Umumo was born with a mum. Mevakrin Oso Biyantif Lechatchila. You can check that out on Yontif Lechatchila. Amalei Rav Nachman, Abba Tani, my father taught, Im Avar Ubakro Mevukar. My father said, B'dievet, if you did it, it's okay. That Amarta Mevakrin Oso Lechatchila? And you said lechachila, you could do that? I never heard such a thing. Amar Abaya, Kavasei de Rabba Bar Rav Huna Mistabra. I think Rav Rav Huna is right. Midiktani Tlasa Babi. Because the halacha was said in three different stages here. Now we're going to go through all three stages. I told you, there's 1,000 sheets here. Number one, Nolad Bo Mum Erev Yontif. If the Mum happened on Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif is a Mum the week before Yontif. Ein Mivakron Osob Yontif lechachila. You can't check out the Mum on Yontif. You should have checked it out beforehand. Who delo lechachila who delo lechachila not ha dieved. What if you did it? Shaper dami, it's okay. Number two, nolad bo mum biyantiv. What if the mum happened on yantiv? So Reb Shimon Omer ain't him in a muchan. That's not good enough. That filu bidieved namilo. Even bidieved you can't check it out, right? V'hadar tani. Then we said v'shavin. But both of these people. Who are which of these people? It's a Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, they agree. Sheim nolad umumo imo, that if it was born together with a mum, shedem min amuchan, that's considered min amuchan, v'afil l'chachila nami, even l'chachila you can check it out. So he said that. Rav Nachman said, my father said only b'dieved, and said, Abaye, no, your father's not right, l'chachila also. It's only when it's born in Yontif. So complicated, so many cheetahs here. V'aki Aser, now it gets more complicated. V'aki Aser of Oshia, when Rav Oshia came, also he came, the Aisi Masnisa Biyade, he came with the following brisa that said like this, Bein Shenolad Bo Me'erev Yontif, whether the animal, whether, what? Bein Shenolad Bo Mum Me'erev Yontif, whether the mum happened early, or Bein Shenolad Bo Mum Biyontif, or whether the mum happened on Yontif, that what? Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Ein Zeh Min HaMuchan, that's not Muchan, right? Right. Now, what?
Why is it Erev Yontif?
Because now it could be Menamuchan.
No, it's Ain't Zeh Menamuchan. Why is that?
What?
Why in case of Nolabon the Erev Yontif, why is it Ain't Zeh Menamuchan? Why
hold that? So let's see, look at Rashi. Rashi is a Chacham Omrim Ain't Zeh Menamuchan. I feel a bit the Eved. Even with the Eved. Baha, Reb Shimon, that's the same exact opinion as Reb Shimon, by the way. That's the same exact thing. The Shema'inan lay ain rowin mumin. You don't check out mums. The kivon the Bahanoch tarti orav v'tarni lahu. Since on these two cases he's in sync with Reb Shimon, ikalam emar the nolad hu umumu imo the shari b'di'eved kamer of Nachman. That's the third one. Also he's also like that. That what? Only b'di'eved. The kasha la abaya the kasha on abaya the se'ayil rav baravuna mehach. The rav baravuna said to b'di'eved you could check out a mum. Lechatchila, I'm sorry, that it happened on Yontif itself. The animal was born on Yontif. Velakasha hach, right? It's a kasha still. What's the kasha? The kasha is, on the one hand, there's a brisa that seems to support Rabba Bar Rav Huna that you could check out mums lechatchila at lechatchila, and there's another one that's not mashma, not like that. So the Gemara answers, Hahi ada bar ochmehu he. That one brisa was taught by him. Shemeshabesh v'tani. It's a mistake. It's a mistake, right? Deka Umr of Nachan by Yitzchak. Masnisa nami deka. Our Mishnah also proves. What does our Mishnah say? Diktani. Reb Shimon Omer. Kol she'ein mumo nikor me'erev yontif. If the mum was not recognizable in erev yontif, ein zeh min amuchan. It's not considered min amuchan. My ain't mumo nicker. What does that mean? The mum is not nicker. E lema she ain't mumo nicker klal. Ew, I didn't even know there was a mum. Pshita. Tzrichel emer. I need to tell you that. Ella delo it's chaze lachacham me'er of yontif. What does it mean, rather? I didn't show it to somebody. E mum kavua. E mum over. Whether it's temporary, permanent, I didn't show anybody. Anyway, ketani miyas, what does it say? Ein zeh menamuchan. It's not menamuchan. Shema mina. That Rav Oshia is correct. And only b'di'evad. Okay? That was very complicated. Now, the Gemara goes much easier. Boy minei Hillel mei Rava. Hillel asks a question to Rava. This Hillel? It's a Rav Hillel. Okay. This question he's going to ask, we're not going to finish it today. It's not going to be answered. We're not going to have an answer to this question. This question is not going to have an answer. What's the question? Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, o ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Can you have muksa for half a Shabbos? Can there be such a thing like that? Can you have muksa for half a Shabbos? Can you have muksa for half a Shabbos? Such a thing like that? Says the Gemara, hey Chidon, what's the case? Eid ichazi bein hashmashos. If something is fit on bein hashmashos, then ichazi. Then it's fit. E the lo ichazi, lo ichazi. If it's not fit, it's not fit. So I have a grape. I have grapes. If they're ripe when Shabbos begins, they're ripe. And if they're not ripe, they're not ripe. And if they're not ripe, they're muksa, because nobody eats that. So what's the question? Hey, for Shabbos, how is that possible? Right? But no, because it goes to Ben Hashmasha. If Ben Hashmasha says it wasn't good, it doesn't turn good over Shabbos. It's impossible.
Really?
Yeah, no such thing like that. No such thing like that. If it's Bein HaShemoshos, it's no good. Then the minute Shabbos begins, it's also no good. It's Shabbos morning and Shabbos by Mincha.
Okay, you're talking about halachically, or you'd be talking in reality?
Halachically, right? So what's the question? Could it be Chatzi Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, no, Lo Tzricha, Di Chazi, it was good, the grapes. Vahadar Idchi, then something happened to them, turned them no good. Then, Vahadar Ichazi, then they became good again. Says Rashi on the left, tied up on top. Bishabbos. What happened on Shabbos? What happened was, when Shabbos began, they were good. Then they became no good. How did they become no good? Says Rashi. Bishabbos, on Shabbos it became no good. Shenafla alem gishamim. It rained. Viniftichu v'tafchu. And some of them became bloated. Not edible. V'hadar ichazu. Then they became edible again. What happened? Shezazafatzan hashemesh. The sun shined on them. And now they're edible again. To come boiling. The few hours when they were not edible, me asra le kul yomolo. Does that turn the rest of Shabbos asra or not? That's the question. And by the way, we're not going to have an answer to this question. By what's the din? Amale yesh muksa. I say this muksa. I say they became muksa. Eishvei, 1 second. Vishavin, what did we just both say? What did we say before? They both agree. Sheim nolad umumo imo. What happened? If the animal was born with the mum, everybody agreed you could eat such an animal. When did that happen? On Yontif. Now, 1 second. Vamai, why on earth is that edible? Namel, let's say like this. Hai b'char, this b'char, me'ikara ha'vechazi av gav ime. The b'char was mutter as a baby inside the mother. Had you shechted the mother, you could eat the b'char. Why? It's a bepakua. It's in the month. No question about it. It's yilidle. Adchile. What happened? Once it gave birth, it became adchile. It became pushed off. Why did it become pushed off? What? Says Rashi. Because it's a chezkas b'chor tam. V'asr adchi yiren amumo. You have to show somebody the mum. So now it became asr as a tam. As a b'chor. Right?
You're assuming there's a mum.
Well, we're talking about if it was born with a mum. Right? That's what we said. That's the case. The case is it's born on Yontif with a mum. But the second it's born, it doesn't have a chazaka that has a mum. You need someone to give a stamp of approval. It's achzir l'chacham ishtarile. You show it to the chacham on Yontif, it's mutter. So you said the muksa should remain. See, it's not true. The Gemara is going to give an answer which you're going to love, Yossi. Amar Abaya, Vitam Rav Safra. Kigon diyasve daini hasam. No, no, no. The Beis Din was sitting right there as the baby came out, and it never had a chazaka that it was a bukhar. Because the minute it came out, they paskin it's no good. They paskin it's a mum. Yeah, so the only case is when they're sitting there watching this happen. Which is not so far-fetched, because it could be they knew there's a bukhar, and let have someone there right now. That's so far-fetched. Right. Ikad the Amri. Now, others have a similar version of the same story. Amalei ein muksa l'chati Shabbos. There's no such thing as muksa l'chati Shabbos. Le'im esay ele. I'll prove you it's true. Why? Because v'shavin it said, shemnal mumu imo shetem en amuchan, that if it's born together, that's considered prepared. V'ha'b'char me'ikar ha'v'chazi ime. The b'char, when before it was born, was chazi, through the mother. Ishulid le'i idchile. When it got born, it became pushed off. Why? Because it's a b'char. Achaziyah l'chacha mishterilei. You show it to the chacha because mutter again. Exactly what you said. There's no muksa. Amar baya b'tamar safra. No, it's not a baya. Kigon diyasvei da'ini hasam. No, they were sitting there. So it never got pushed off. Tashma. Next one. Hayo'ochel ba'anavim. If someone's eating grapes, v'hosiru, and v'hosiru, he leaves over some grapes. V'he'alon l'gag, lasos mehen tzimukim. And he brings them up to the roof to make them into raisins. Te'enim, he's eating figs. V'hosir, and he leaves them over. V'he'alon l'gag, and he brings them up to the roof, lasos mehen grogos, to make dried grapes, dried figs. Lo yo'ochel mehen, ad shi'yazmin mi'bod yom. You can't eat them until you designate them. V'chein atamotzi ba'farsikin, so too with peaches. U'b'chavushin, quince. U'b'shar kol mine peiros. Other peiros too. Teichi done, what's the case? Ichad d'chazu, if they got pushed off, lomalei hazmana.
No, they were ready.
They were fit. I'm sorry, eat the chazu, if they're fit, lomalei hazmana. Why do you have to have hazmana? Eat the lo chazi, if they're not roi, ki'azmin lei ma'havi. What does designating help? No. You're not sure if Amar Rav Kahana Muksa Shiyavesh, if the Muksa dried up, Ve'ein Habaylim Makirin Bo Mutter, and you don't recognize him, it's Mutter. So what do you have to do that for? It doesn't matter if it's a suffix, it's okay. Ella La Ella Lav Dechazi Ve'idchar V'Hadar Achazi. They were good. They became no good. They became good again. V'Amar Ein Muksa. And if you tell me it's not a problem, Lomali Azmana. What if it designate them? It's not a problem. Ella, the answer is, my yesh muksa, ki azmin lahu. My yesh muksa, ki azmin lahu. What? My have. What does it help? That's what your question was. Lo tzricha, the answer is, the ichazi, velo ichazi. They're not really so good. They're a little bit okay. The ikka anchi da achli, the ikka inchi da lo achli. Not everybody's going to eat them. Some will say, you know what, they're not really ready. I don't really want to. Some will say, yeah, I don't care. Asmin goli daiti. So if you're asmin, if you set them aside, you show you don't care. You can eat them. Lo asmin, lo goli daiti. And if not, not. But it has nothing to do with our question about whether or not you can eat, whether or not something that's good becomes ungood and becomes good again is muksa or not. We're going to try one more time to bring a raya tomorrow, and then the gemara is going to stop. We're going to give up. All right. So we'll resume here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.